Texans 360 Community Special continues. You know, we heard just a few moments ago about the trip to Central Texas, but earlier in the year, the Texans went down to the Valley.
It was a fun time, definitely, you know, interacting with the fans. It's always a great time being with the fans, signing autographs, being able to, you know, put smiles on their faces and stuff. Man, it was awesome. You know, it really makes a statement as to, you know, what type of charity it is and all that, and how much support it's garnered over the years since it's been started. You know, just to see, you know, greats and legends to be there also, you know, just to support what the charity stands behind, you know, just helping out kids who are abused and all that.
It was a great event. I enjoyed it. It was my first time experiencing something like that, and the way they put it together and how the kids ran everything, it was impressive, and I enjoyed myself.
You're welcome.
How you doing, man?
How you doing?
Good.
Got to meet a lot of good people, Hall of Famers, boxers, basketball players, wrestlers. I mean, people I never knew until that day. So I enjoyed it. It was a great experience for me.
You know, had some great stories and, you know, great stories about, you know, that they've been through, you know, a little bit of life experiences and stuff like that. And learn what it takes to be great, too. So
today we have the cheerleaders in our studio at KGBT in Harlingen. And we just signed a 5-year partnership with the Texans. So that means that we will actually be airing the games for all the Texans fans out there. They'll actually be able to watch them on our channel on Action 4. So we're very excited to have them here. They were also talking about their Stampede tour. They'll be in Wessico. They were at a charity, which is what the Texans, Houston Texans, is all about. They're always, you know, giving back to the community and making their presence known. I think the girls did great. I think that's the great thing about being part of the Texans Cheerleaders organization is that Coach Alto really makes sure that the girls are prepared whenever they do these media tours.
Came out to the Valley and, you know, the academy that's here in the area had fans line up, you know, who were here probably about in the 8 this morning, you know, lined up just ready to meet us, meet the cheerleaders and all that, and just, you know, interact with us in a little bit, have pictures and stuff like that.
Came out today just to support the kids and encourage them to follow their dreams, whether it's playing football or basketball or being a doctor or a lawyer one day. Just encouraging them to go out and do what they have to do each and every day. Just to know that way down here in South Padre Island in Brownsville, they still represent the Texans, man. It's crazy, the fan base that we have.
Earlier this summer, in June, the Houston Texans medical training staff, led by Jeff Kaplan, hosted the Sports Medicine Clinic. GE and Houston Methodist Hospitals were all involved as well, and everybody learned a heck of a lot.
So this is an incredibly important event. This is an outreach to the trainers and the coaches and the people who take care of our children. A bunch of different focuses, but what we're trying to do is we're trying to increase awareness about sports safety in general. This is incredibly important. These are our children. And the fact that the Houston Texans, Houston Methodist, and of course General Electric has made the dedication to say this is important and we really want to go out and reach out to the community. The more people who know, the more we enhance their skill set to save for our kids there.
The partnership in Houston Methodist Texas is one of our largest priorities because of the way it allows both of our entities to reach even a broader base. So we do an event similar to this in the past. With this partnership and this collaboration, we can make it a bigger event and we can invite more people, get more speakers, so we get to get the word out on play safe and education in the sports medicine field.
Medicine is a constantly changing, evolving field. Preventative medicine is changing as fast as medicine, so it's important for athletic trainers, physical therapists, youth coaches and stuff to always be continually educating themselves and learning the newest research that's out there to protect our youngsters.
We've worked very closely with the NFL, with the Houston Texans, and we're also working very closely with some of the premier academic centers in the world, including Houston Methodist. So it's been quite a great collaboration.
It's awesome just to understand how to take care of your body, how much your body means to you, because ultimately you only have one body and you're going to live one time. So just to learn how to take care of it and have guys and women athletic trainers to be able to take care of you and tell you what to do in the right process to take care of your body when injuries do occur is huge.
The Houston Texans, especially Houston Texans Sports Medicine Department, is a leader in the field of sports medicine. Houston Methodist and General Electric are both premier leaders in the field of medicine, so it's a great partnership amongst the three of us.
Well, we're all out of time tonight on Texans 360. We thank you so much for watching. For Joe Amaral cutting this up, and for Claudia Castillo doing all her fine work, I'm Drew Doherty, and make sure you check out the HTC Making the Calendar special tomorrow night here on KTRK ABC 13.